UAW president supports fair auto tariffs, opposes political exploitation. The president of the United Auto Workers, UAW, Sean Fain, has voiced support for selective auto tariffs of its manufacturing sector, framing them as a necessary response to what he described as the free trade disaster. Speaking during a national webcast on Thursday, Fain emphasized that while tariffs can help protect working-class jobs, they should not be misused for political purposes. "We support some use of tariffs on auto manufacturing and other similar industries," said Fain. "But we don't support the use of tariffs for political gains about immigration or fentanyl, nor reckless, chaotic tariffs on all countries at crazy rates." Fain, who rose to prominence during the 2023 strike against Detroit's Big Three automakers, General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis, argued that automakers can bear the cost of fair trade practices. He dismissed warnings from the industry that tariffs would lead to increased car prices and harm domestic manufacturers, comparing the current narrative to the one used during last year's strike negotiations, which ended with significant wage gains for workers. "Turns out the companies lied," Fain stated. "They could afford to do the right thing then, and they can afford to do the right thing now." While acknowledging former President Donald Trump's efforts to address flaws in free trade policies, Fain criticized other aspects of the Republican administration's agenda, including cuts to health research funding, attacks on Social Security, and suppression of free speech. He specifically condemned the detention of former UAW member and Columbia University graduate student, Mahmoud Khalil, stating, "We've seen the absolute trampling of constitutional rights." Fain's comments mark his most detailed remarks to UAW members since Trump returned to office in January. His active support for Democratic candidate Kamala Harris during the presidential campaign drew controversy within the union, which includes a strong pro-Trump faction. General, EU and China focus on minimum prices to replace EV tariffs.